This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. There's a spot along 11th Street in Overtown in Miami that's surrounded by overpasses. And this time last year, a guy with heavy black arrows tattooed on his arms showed up there pretty regularly.
I'm Arrow.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Arrow was a heroin user, and he came to the spot a couple of times a week to swap his used needles for clean ones at a mobile needle exchange. Big green van, really.
Now I can shoot with a clean needle every time.
We're not using his full name because the program keeps participants anonymous. Florida continues to have some of the highest new HIV rates in the country, in the middle of an opioid epidemic. Miami's needle exchange is the model for a proposed new law that could jumpstart needle exchanges across the state. When we first met, Arrow was sleeping under an overpass. He was wiry and a little twitchy. He'd been using heroin since the 70s, he said, after he got shot. He told me he and every addict he knew always put the drugs first. Clean needles were an afterthought.
If I didn't have any of my own, I had to try to clean out the ones that I had. Every once in a while, I did use someone else's, and that was a thrill ride, wondering whether or not I was going to catch anything. But I'm blessed, I'm 57, and I don't have anything.
In the 3 years it's been around, the exchange has pulled 250,000 used needles out of circulation. It hands out Narcan, too, the drug that reverses opioid overdoses. According to the exchange, that piece of the program has prevented 1,000 and some overdoses. The program also offers testing for HIV and Hep C. That's how Arrow knew he was negative. It connects people to medical care and drug rehab. Arrow wasn't so interested in that part.
I'm not a recovering addict. I don't go to them damn meetings.
Alrighty. Now we will take up Bill 366 on infectious disease elimination.
Senate
programs.
Bill 366 would allow all Florida counties to authorize more needle exchanges like the one in Miami. The bill's sponsor, State Senator Oscar Brainin from Miami Gardens.
We have a few things that work against us when we try to do something like a needle exchange. The first thing is it is a outside-of-the-box idea. It just sounds different.
Last year, a similar bill sailed through its committees, but never got scheduled for a final vote in the House. In fact, it took four tries just to get permission for the program in Miami, and it's temporary.
We have traditionally attacked drugs, addiction, from a criminal justice standpoint, and attacking it this way, which is very health-centric, is completely new.
New to Florida, anyway. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, needle exchanges do prevent the spread of viruses in injection drug users. Thing is, carrying around loads of needles to hand out without prescriptions can break drug paraphernalia possession laws. Lots of other states figured out how to legalize this decades ago. But it wasn't legal to operate exchanges in Florida until 2016. That's when the legislature gave Miami-Dade County a special dispensation to try it for 5 years. It was a huge win for Dr. Hansel Tux. He first brought the needle exchange proposal to Tallahassee as a med student 6 years ago. Tux is now head of the IDEA exchange. At a recent meeting with officials from Miami-Dade County, the city of Miami, police, and public health agencies, Tux shared a number he was proud of.
I have data here from the CDC's analysis of people who inject drugs in the city of Miami. This is the CDC, this is not me. 38.6% use the needle exchange program.
Doesn't that help encourage it?
No, Ron.
Ron Book, chair of the Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust. Tux has answered this question before.
Nobody who used our program, and we collect a lot of data, was a first-time user of opioids when they came there. Not one person.
The meeting was called following an investigation into new HIV cases found in homeless people using heroin and living under the overpass where the exchange swaps needles. The program discovered 10 new cases during routine testing and reported them to the health department. They worked with the CDC and epidemiologists to figure out what was happening. Before the results were in, the city of Miami moved quickly to close the homeless encampment. Miami's director of human services, Milton Vickers, said parents were angry that their kids were seeing homeless people using drugs under the expressway.
The city, the county, and the state have contributed millions of dollars in an attempt to bring that neighborhood back. Our opioid encampment was a block away from a brand new housing project that we're attempting to bring families with children in.
Tux said he doesn't want kids to see that stuff either, and that's why the exchange is there. The program maps out HIV and Hep C data with drug arrest information to figure out where to go.
It's not that we go to this place and then all of a sudden everything occurs there. It's the opposite.
After the encampment was cleared, results from the CDC study suggested the virus was introduced by people from outside the encampment, possibly through sex work, possibly through shared needles. By then, Tucson health officials had scrambled to find shelters and hospital beds for the exchange patients, like Arrow, so they wouldn't lose track of the people who needed treatment. The crisis ultimately led to more treatment options for homeless people. These are the sorts of conflicts that other counties may have to deal with if the expansion bill passes. Counties would have to opt in. It's up to them to sign off on any needle exchange. And the proposal bans the use of any state funds for needles. In Miami, the exchange gets support from private donors, the University of Miami, the drug maker Gilead, and some other grants.
Yeah, I'm here to see Dr. Tooks.
It's almost a year before I see Arrow again. If it weren't for the tattoos running down his arms, I don't think I would have recognized him at first. Clear skin, a little paunch around his midsection. He looked healthier.
How have you been?
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He had an appointment with Dr. Tooks.
Still taking Biktarvy?
He looks better, but it's been a rough year for Arrow.
Daily basis. Regimental.
Last May, his girlfriend died from a heart infection.
Deep breath.
That can happen to people who inject drugs.
Exhale.
And after that, Arrow says he overdosed.
Deep breath.
On purpose.
Exhale.
Narcan from the needle exchange brought him back.
Exhale.
He kept using. $400 worth of heroin and fentanyl a day. He says he paid for it by dealing.
Deep breath.
Arrow says he doesn't remember a lot from this period, but he does remember using so much he ran out of fresh needles between visits to the exchange, so he grabbed other people's used needles.
How much are you smoking now?
And then he tested positive for HIV and Hep C. Tooks and his colleagues threw Arrow one more life raft. They got him an inpatient drug treatment bed.
I've slowed down some.
At the appointment, a string of keychains from Narcotics Anonymous clicked away at his waist.
My chain of sobriety. I got 30 days, 60 days, and 90-day chips.
Arrow's HIV is under control, and medication cured his Hep C. Even if the needle exchange bill passes, and Florida counties get to decide whether to create more of these programs, not every person who uses needle exchanges will necessarily get this far. Arrow, he's focused on staying sober one day at a time, and he's starting to want new things, like a job. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.